Despite polls showing that voters dislike negative campaign ads, they certainly have not disappeared. Yesterday, Virginia Senator John Warner issued a statement admitting that his campaign ran an ad using a doctored photo of his opponent. In that picture, the head of Democratic challenger Mark Warner has been grafted onto the body of another person to make it appear that Mark Warner was at a 1994 rally with President Clinton. The AFL-CIO is continuing its assault on vulnerable House Republican freshmen. Negative ads are also being used in close congressional races around the country. That is not the case in two hotly contested races, though, in Iowa. The candidates there have vowed to run clean, issue-oriented campaigns, and so far they're keeping their word. Bill Menner from member station KUNI in Cedar Falls, Iowa, has a report.
Last winter, Iowans were staggered by an unprecedented barrage of negative campaign ads in the weeks leading up to the state's presidential caucuses. Because Iowa was the first major test in the Republican nomination race, candidates spent millions on television advertising across the state. No one spent more than millionaire magazine publisher Steve Forbes. He dumped an estimated $3 million into mostly negative ads, blasting frontrunner Bob Dole. Dole then fired back, pouring $1 million into negative commercials, including several with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
If you're like me, you're sick and tired of the negative ads by Steve Forbes. The vicious ads he's running about Bob Dole are just not true.
Dole won Iowa by a narrow margin over Pat Buchanan. Forbes wound up a distant fourth, in part, Republican leaders claim, because of a voter backlash prompted by his negative TV blitz. It appears candidates listened and began presenting commercials like this one for Democrat Tom Harkin.
When Newt Gingrich threatened to cut education, Tom Harkin protected our schools. And he worked for 10 years to pass the Americans with Disabilities Act for his brother Frank and all Americans with disabilities. Tom Harkin, no one fights harder for Iowa.
Harkin is seeking a third term in the Senate. He's being challenged by Republican Congressman Jim Ross Lightfoot in what is one of two premier races in Iowa this November. The other is the battle for Lightfoot's open House seat. In each race, the candidates have promised to stay positive and run on the issues. State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Peterson.
The personal attacks, the scorched earth ad campaign that we saw demonstrated by Steve Forbes really has left a bitter taste in the minds and the mouths of Iowa voters.
Harkin and Lightfoot have each signed their own clean campaign pledges. Harkin says he'll refrain from negative advertising and will ask third-party organizations not to run negative ads on his behalf. Lightfoot says he won't run negative ads either. The race for the House seat vacated by Lightfoot pits a small-town Republican lawyer, Mike Mahaffey, against Democrat Leonard Boswell, a farmer-turned-state senator. Mahaffey and Boswell appear friendly and call each other by their first names. Mahaffey told an audience recently he'd support restrictions on negative campaign advertising.
Look, I don't know where people get the pictures of their opponents that are sometimes run in campaign ads. I almost wonder if they don't make them up. Because the fact of the matter is, they're absolutely like the worst distorted pictures you could ever see. I think that kind of stuff is wrong.
The director of the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School of Communications, Kathleen Hall Jamison, has been analyzing campaign ads during this year's presidential race. Jamison says voters across the country were upset by the negative ads that ran during the primaries.
30% of the voters on average across the contested primaries said that they were sending a signal that they wanted a different kind of campaign, and they're sending it with their vote. Unfortunately, in most of the races subsequently, we haven't seen politicians responding to that signal. Iowa is unique this year.
Iowa Republican Party Chairman Brian Kennedy, however, looks with some disdain at the lack of negative attack ads in 1996. Kennedy managed Governor Terry Branstad's hard-hitting re-election campaign 2 years ago, and he says the positive, issue-oriented tenor of this year's races has some drawbacks.
These races are kind of boring. People aren't taking much interest in them. You don't hear people talking about them. One thing about negative attack advertising is it tends to be provocative, and provocative advertising sparks discussion and debate.
Kennedy says the trend toward positive campaigns in the state won't last long. He predicts negative attack campaign ads will return in 1998, when the state elects its next governor. Kathleen Hall Jamison says lesser-known candidates who are behind in the polls tend to use negative ads to give their campaigns a boost. But Congressman Jim Lightfoot, who trails Senator Harkin in recent polls by as much as 30 points, says he'll keep his promise to stay positive and issue-oriented. For National Public Radio, this is Bill Menner in Des Moines.